This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellence, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA's Technology Council Conference and CUNA's Operations and Member Experience Council Conference. We're getting two conferences for the price of one, it sounds like. So, yeah. So, we have the fine gentleman from La Quiata here, and right next to me is Steve Byerly. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Did I get the last name correct?
Got it perfectly.
Yeah. All right. And then right over here, we have Santosh Thiruthi. Did I get it right, Santosh?
Yes.
And you are the co-founder and CEO of La Quiata. How are you?
Correct. I'm well.
Good. I'm doing great now that you guys are here. have a little chat today. So before I get into the main topic here, how's the conference going? We're kind of a little over halfway or two-thirds of the way through.
It's going well. Yeah? Had a speed round presentation yesterday, so that went well. I got good feedback on it.
Good.
Not just from our folks, but from other people.
Oh, that's good to hear as well.
Yeah.
You want those objective folks out there giving you some good feedback. So, Santosh, how's the conference going for you as well?
Well, I am amazed by the dedication of the credit union folks on one hand, and on the other hand, all the amazing products and technologies out there.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm really impressed.
It's fun. I mean, by the time this interview was over, there's probably like 15 more companies out there that have sprouted up and doing something in the fintech space. So yeah, a lot of opportunity here as you guys are experiencing it as well. So give me a quick summary on what La Quiata does real quickly. Santosh, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, sure. La Quiata is a fintech based in Washington, D.C. We started the company back in 2018. With a mission to help lenders like credit unions here to expand financial access to more people. We believe financial access is critical for ordinary people to tap into opportunities.
Right.
So that is what we are trying to do. We provide a platform which is AI enabled that helps lenders to provide affordable credit to more people, basically. We help them understand the risk of a person that is trying to get a loan better, I would say, better than credit bureaus.
Right.
And that helps lenders to look at a person as a whole, not as this narrow credit score.
Exactly.
And provide that person with the needed financial products.
Yeah, we first started hearing about this during the pandemic. Obviously, you guys started this well before the pandemic, but I started hearing more and more about this during the pandemic. It's like, okay, we're going to have to at some point throw the traditional credit score out the window and look at the whole person. And this number staggered me, Steve, when I was looking at your website. Over 45 million credit-worthy Americans can't access fair credit. I was blown away by that. That's a huge number in our country. So can you expand on it a little bit and then how you guys can help credit unions answer that?
Sure. Yeah. So the statistic really is they can't get access to $400 if they have a $400 emergency. And so they've tapped out friends and family, things like that. So it's very difficult, and a lot of times they have to turn to really kind of very high interest rate lenders. And so our approach really is to look at transaction data. And so as part of the intro to my speed round, I showed a slide that kind of explains how we do it. And we look at core data, and so we're looking at transactions like checking, savings, credit card transactions, loan history, and then building a financial profile of the borrowers. And so from that, we can find the borrowers that could get a lift from our analysis over a credit score alone. And, you know, we all know that a couple late payments and you can take a 100-point hit in your credit
score
and you can, you know, you go from 725 to 625, know, and if you need a loan, it's a lot harder to get, you know, and traditional institutions, they want to lend you money when you don't need it, and they really don't want to lend you money when you need it. So, you know, our approach really is to kind of help particularly mission-oriented institutions like credit unions, mm-hmm. find those people that could really benefit from the Lokiata lift.
Yeah, because I was looking at you again. I was looking at your website, and the more I read it, the more I looked at it, I was like, "Gosh, you guys are right in the credit union wheelhouse." I mean, this is what they do. They want to help people out there, and obviously, the mission is people mm-hmm. helping people. So you guys are right there in the wheelhouse. Did you plan that, or is it just kind of like, "Hey, you know what? This really matches well." I mean, Santosh, when you started it, because you're the co-founder, so do you kind of have that in mind, or?
Yeah, actually, that is the reason we started the company, and I mean, we started with a focus on Africa and Asia, not U.S. though, mm-hmm. Because we thought that is where this kind of a platform
yeah.
would be needed,
yeah, you're
and
right.
So we started working with the. What they call microfinance institutions mm-hmm. That actually lend to people that are kind of excluded by traditional banks. Mm-hmm. And then last year we, you know, when we read statistics, like what Steve said, mm-hmm. 40% people cannot even access $400, and more than 100 million people in the U.S. have a subprime credit score, and they are not able to get affordable credit. That is when we decided that yes, there is a need in U.S. market too. And then we looked at who is providing, who is interested in mm-hmm, providing mm-hmm. Affordable credit to
yeah.
Ordinary people, mm-hmm. and that is, you know, credit unions mostly. So that is why. So this is no accident. just that we are new. We,
yeah.
you know, we
mm-hmm.
started in U.S. only last year, and we are now connected with several credit union
oh, good.
Service organizations,
good.
And so hope to work with
even more.
More
exactly.
Yeah.
That's the whole plan here. So, Steve, tell me the process on how you guys work with credit unions, and then how it ultimately trickles down to the member. How does it help? That ultimately the member is the one who gets the help. But how do you guys work with the credit union to get that member that help?
So, you know, we work with the credit union to kind of understand what their member strategy is,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and help them grow their loan book without. Without increasing risk and without adding more staff.
Okay.
So it's a kind of a two-pronged approach. One is an analysis approach where we look at their existing data and their existing members
mm-hmm.
and then find the ones that could use a lift
mm-hmm.
using the analysis that we do of their transactions.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a platform that digitizes and automates credit decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we use what we've learned with doing the member analysis to fine-tune the scoring operation, and then that analysis that we do drives a marketing campaign.
Okay.
And so they use whatever their marketing automation is
mm-hmm.
to contact the members, drive them back to the credit union's website or to their mobile app, where we then run them through a real-time underwriting process that includes getting real-time bank account information
okay.
from the credit union's core or from other bank accounts if they're not using
okay.
the credit union, for instance,
okay.
as their main livelihood-based account.
Gotcha.
So,
gotcha.
And we get that. Assemble all that data into a scorecard and
okay.
then render a decision and push that back into
okay.
the system that funds the loan.
Where does the AI kick in? Where does
so
that...
the AI really is used on the front end when we're doing an analysis
okay.
of the member data,
right.
and then it's also used when we're doing the real-time analysis
mm-hmm.
of the transaction data.
Okay.
So, you know, there are so many different transaction types, and when you look at each individual item on its own, it's not all that predictive, but when you combine two or three or four of them,
mm-hmm.
which ultimately generates 700 or 800 variables that we're using to make that decision, you really need AI to be able to do that
yeah.
and do it quickly
Completely.
In real time. So,
yeah, that's complicated a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but I'm thinking, as you guys are talking, I'm like, why didn't somebody think of this sooner? This sounds like such a logical way to kind of, I guess, approve a person for a loan
mm-hmm.
or something. It just sounds much more comprehensive, I guess, you know, and seeing their habits and things like that. So, yeah, I'm preaching to the choir here, of course, but it just seems like such a more logical way of doing things for folks out there and getting more people access to this money that they're qualified for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so you guys are doing something right already.
We say that lending to people with a good credit score, say 750 or more, it's pretty easy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you know that you are going to get repaid unless, you know, something drastic happens.
Right, right.
And so lenders generally don't look beyond that. Now, when you start looking to borrowers that have credit scores of 650 or lower,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
then it is suddenly difficult.
Right.
And that is when this kind of technologies are useful.
Yep. Yep.
Because, you know, you need to understand that person more,
mm-hmm.
and not just through that credit score.
Yep.
And that is why platforms like ours are important, I think, mm-hmm. for the other 100 million
exactly.
in the U.S. market.
Exactly. And that's why I think you guys are a perfect fit for credit unions. And I think once a credit union sees this, the light bulb will go off right away. So they'll recognize. I'm sure some of your clients have already probably told you that or know that. So it's like, oh my mm-hmm. gosh, this is right up our alley. So yeah, good stuff, guys. Anything else here to add? I know we're just scratching the surface here, but anything else to add to wrap up? Santosh, any final thoughts here?
Well, I would say, we started in the U.S. market only last year, but we've been able to help, for example, our first client go from 200 loans per month to 2,600 loans per month.
Oh, my goodness.
Right now.
Okay, you guys are doing something right.
Yeah,
well done.
While decreasing their overall default rates mm-hmm. by more than 10%.
Yeah.
And they did all that without increasing their staff strength.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that is what Lokita can do for credit unions.
Right,
increase their loan volumes without increasing their operational cost and keeping the default rates low.
Right.
By using our methodology and our platform.
Mm-hmm. I've got the headline for your first ad, from 200 to 2,000,
yeah.
boom, without adding any staff. So well done.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, any final thoughts here?
Yeah, just the platform's easy to acquire.
Yeah.
The platform that does the digitizing and automating of the credit decisions mm-hmm. is all self-service.
Mm-hmm.
It's all API-based, so very easy to integrate with digital banking. It's a light integration with the core system, so it doesn't take any time at all.
Good.
And, you know, doing the analysis of the core data mm-hmm. that's 3 weeks worth of work probably.
Yeah.
So it's very easy
to do a
proof of concept
yeah.
or let people try it out
yeah,
before
exactly.
They commit. So.
And the beauty of this, especially with the AI piece of it, it's only going to get better. So
exactly.
That's the thing. You know,
yeah,
right
exactly.
now it's great right now, but we'll wait 6 months, a year or two down the line, it's going to get even better. So yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. Appreciate it. You guys are doing some great work already. There's success already. So that says a lot about what you guys are doing. So well done. And we're going to keep an eye on you. So look forward to talking some more down the line.
All right.
Guys.
Thanks a lot.
Well done, guys.
Thank you.
There they are, a dynamic duo from Lokita. Go check them out. Well done.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellence, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusay, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.